What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to yet again another episode of the Honda Recap. This past weekend, a lot of cool stuff happened for Steven Ocasio, year 10, and a couple new channels. Let's get in this. Hey, what's cracking, guys? Welcome back to yet again another episode of the Honda Recap. If this is your first time watching, make sure to hit that subscribe button, hit that thumbs up, and that notification bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 o'clock when this thing airs. Essentially, what I'm trying to do here is go over everything that's gone on in the Honda universe here on YouTube and bring it into one cohesive episode. So if you've got school, family, friends, or you just got other stuff going on, I can maybe fill you in on what's been going on and maybe introduce you all to some new channels so that you can get some more Honda content in your life. With that said, I wanted to give a huge shout out to Steven Ocasio, who just hit 10K subscribers. It's been a long road, but you have definitely been putting in the work, bro. Your car has come a long way from getting repainted, getting all set up, going to shows, Honda Day, getting recognition everywhere. Super proud of you, man. Keep it going. You're only gonna go up from here. Next up, we got year 10, Sticky Dill Joe down in SoCal. 10 years of the Chronicles. It's been a very, very long time between everything online. Following that, we got all the other stuff with the shows down in SoCal. This is probably one of the biggest ones I've seen. Instagram was kind of huge this weekend with all everybody taking pictures of all the shows, the amazing bills that actually showed up. Big Mike's Prelude actually came out. Great to see everyone that brought their car. A lot of people up here in NorCal actually trailered their cars down to the show. It's insane to know that there was only 250 spots in the actual show. I think that's what it was, VIP spots. Everybody was welcome to go, but it was really amazing to see all the epic builds that showed up for this meet. I think there was a couple cars out there that actually never leave the garage and only come out for this show or shows of its caliber. So I really enjoyed the fact that all you guys got to go out there. And I know this week there's probably a couple of you out there editing videos and pictures and stuff, and you're slowly gonna upload those, so I would love to see them. Definitely shoot them my way. All right, guys, to kick this off, I wanted to shoot out a couple new channels that I haven't talked about in the past, but hopefully you will start following. And to kick this off, Koneri. This is a really awesome build. I cannot come up with more words to tell you how great this is. SI Rigo actually told me, hey man, you gotta check this build out. He's uploading again. It's an awesome build, and man, I was blown out of the water on the project that is going on. We've got a JDM front Integra with an F2K. Yes, it's an F20C from an S2000 made into a K-series engine in an Integra. It's got some time to go, but it's been about 3 years since his last upload, and he actually showed you step-by-step how he went about getting it in the car, fabricating a manifold. I think he's gonna turbo it. And you know what? He kind of talks in his latest video that a lot of his friends sold their cars, kind of got out of the scene. He kind of stopped doing that too. He started fishing, doing more outdoor stuff. But you know what? As the winter's coming, he's like, I need something to do. So he knocked the dust off the Integra and he's starting to upload again. He's promising, or at least saying, he's gonna do once a week. I'm really excited and I really hope you actually do that, because this is an amazing build. I've never seen this done before. It's already in the engine bay, wire tucked. He's working on a manifold himself. I really appreciate the fact that, you know what, you wanted to do something yourself the whole way through, and this is one hell of a project to do it, man. So all of you that are interested in an F20 swapped Integra, definitely check this guy out. I'll have all of his information down below along with everybody else I talk with today. All right, next up, we got a couple of guys out in Arizona building an EF. You've probably seen them on Vasila Garage's channel, and it is Players Club. They finally started their channel. Like I said, it's a father and son down in Arizona working on an EF. I thought a while ago they wanted to get this car done for SEMA. I wasn't sure if they were actually going to do it for SEMA or if it was just like they want to have it done by then. They got a long road ahead of them. In the latest video, they're actually starting. I'm not actually sure how far back these videos go. They might have been recording a lot because I've been watching Vasila Garage and all the stuff they have there. And I think these videos were made quite some time ago and they're now starting to catch up. I know that the motor has already been in the car, everything's been aligned, and now I think they're getting done to pulling everything apart, shaving the bay, and getting it ready to be the ultimate car that they've wanted to. So definitely check these guys out. If you've been watching Vasila Garage, like I said, you've probably got a sneak peek of them there. But like I said, new channel, they're just getting started. Let's definitely show them some love. All right, kicking this off, we've got Zosh on the long journey of getting the K24 running in the Integra. We finally have it. We saw the first start. The car is running. In the latest video, he actually shows you through all the stuff he actually had to do, getting the wiring, the sensors all mixed up, and everything back together. But we finally got the car turned on. And I did notice on Instagram that the car is being tuned, so I'm definitely waiting for that video. Props to you, man. I'm so happy that the car is running and actually getting dynoed right now. After that, we got Mark, Honda Street Garage. The man is not dead. He uploaded a video and it was a banger. I'm not lying to you guys. He's finally banging gears as best as possible with a K-Tune Pro Series shifter, billet shifter to be exact. He's had some problems with the old shifter. I believe it's like a no-cut shifter he had in the EJ. Felt a little sloppy, wanted to fix it up. So he went with the K-Tune Pro billet shifter, gave you the great install of how that's actually working. And he's really excited on how well it came out. And I am really excited to know that you got everything set up, at least, you know, computer-wise and stuff like that, so you can start uploading again. We've been missing you out there, man. Following that, we got Boosted Boys, gotten the WAGO running, finally with some coolant, a radiator in it, and actually driving around Colorado. I know it's really cold, so you know what? You don't have to worry about too much. At least with it overheating, you got a couple more things you got to deal with. But Kyle, you're doing an awesome job. I'm really happy to know that the K-Series is in there running. That only means a turbo is coming very soon, and I'm excited about that. Next up, we got Chris Sadowski. One of the main things I always like about Chris is when he gets his new cars, he always fixes the stuff that everybody overlooks. We got ball joints, bushings, brakes, things of that nature. And in the $200 Civic build, that's exactly what he's been doing. He fixed a lot of that stuff already. In the latest video, he actually bought a full poly bush kit for the car. And that's awesome because he's getting all of those swapped out because you know why? The car is going to drive so much better when all of those 25, 30-year-old bushings are replaced. So props to you, man. You're always looking out basically for how the car is going to drive, because if you're going to daily drive it or track it or do whatever you want to do, brand new bushings are definitely the way to go. Next up, we got VTEC Academy doing a rundown of the all-wheel drive EF wagon that they want to start making, because they're kind of one of the forefronts, obviously, with Hasport, but wanting to do EF mounts for all-wheel drive EF wagons or just cars in general. So in the latest video, they actually show you the rear subframe, how they go about making brackets, the placement, and you know what? Just basically mocking things up. So you guys who want to actually see how it's going to work or how you can make it work for yourself, they kind of show you all the different variations, and they have it on the lift so you can get a great look at it. So if you're trying to get school, definitely check out VTEC Academy. Following that, we got Garage Built Hondas. If you've been following along with this channel, they've had a CRX on the channel. It's actually John's friend who actually wanted to get to the track. So they've been doing all the little things they need to get an old CRX ready for the track. It's been an awesome build, but you know what? It's finally completed. They did everything they needed to do to get it buttoned up and up to worthiness to getting it to the track. I've been loving this compilation of videos that you're making, man. The CRX came out great. And the fact that you guys are building it with the track in mind is perfect, because that literally makes you think a completely different way than just daily driving or stance or anything that would come like that. You're thinking about the things of what the car is going to need to get thrown into corners and hard braking, and that's definitely a great way to look at the car when you're building it. Speaking of building cars, we got Wyatt Sketchy DA. I think there's one, possibly two more track days coming up at the drag strip for you out there in Colorado, and the motor that you had some problems. You drove it without coolant for a while, so you know what? Didn't stop you. You basically built a brand new motor to basically get you out there for one or two more track days to see what it can do before winter really hits. And you know what, man? That's really amazing to see that dedication where you're just like, you know what? I definitely want to make it to these last two track days. I have to do what I have to do. And that means literally tear down a motor and rebuild a new one just for a couple times. I'm really excited to see what times you put down. Following that, we got Wide Open Throttle Garage. This guy is definitely one of the guys out there for the YouTube Honda Challenge, and he's building an all-wheel drive CRV that will have a turbo. And he actually went over a lot of the parts that he has for the car one by one, why he bought them, where he's gonna use them. And that's really awesome because I'm loving these videos. The challenge videos are starting to come out a lot more frequently. There's a lot of channels, so definitely check those guys out. This all-wheel drive CRV is gonna be great. You don't really see too many of them boosted. I'd really love to have one in the future. I'd love a SLAM CRV. They look great, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really happy that you're taking the non-VTEC all-wheel drive boosted CRV as far as it could go. Next up, we got Adam Ivel in the garage again with all his friends. I'll say it every time. It's crazy to know how many people you can get together all of the time just to hang out in a garage and work on the car and just get stuff done, even if it's just little things. In the latest video, he just tried to get the hood to fit right, get all the bolts and hoses set up just so you can drive the car and maintain it. But it's more about hanging out in the garage with your friends, and Adam's definitely a good guy to get everybody together. So props to you, man. The car is literally almost there. We've already seen it turn on and drive under its own power. The interior is looking spotless for track use. I know you're excited. I can see it in your face. So if you're looking to see Adam basically take a grinder to his hood to make it fit, definitely check out Adam Idaville's latest video. All right, last but not least, we got SP Tuning. Pablo out there getting started on the all-wheel drive CRX and what he's gonna need to make that happen. In his latest video, he actually shows you how they're gonna drop the fuel tank out of the CRX because I believe they got a 20-gallon fuel cell to go into the back of the CRX. Basically, what they wanted to do is make sure they had enough to fill it with E85 because there's not so many stations around where they were. So they figured if they fill it up, they'll be able to use it a few times before having to run around and grab more. It's definitely a huge tank in comparison to the CRX. But if you've been following along with SP Tuning, they do really awesome DIYs. And to see them go all-wheel drive in the CRX, I can't wait for the DIY videos that are going to come out on how to actually make it all-wheel drive in the CRX. All right, guys, with that said, that's it for this episode of the Honda Recap. Thank you all for joining me. For all the new people, make sure to hit subscribe, hit that thumbs up and that bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 o'clock when this thing airs, where I just try to bring the Honda community together as much as I can to hang out down in the comments. I'll always be there. Thanks for you guys for joining. For all the OGs that have been around for a long time, I can't thank you enough. Thanks for always shooting me new channels and stuff to check out. It's definitely growing the community. We're almost at 5,000, so share this as much as you can. Make sure to head over to hondavlogs.com/shop. Pick yourself up a shirt. Pick yourself up a hoodie. It is getting cold out. I got some stickers up there. Let's all support the community. Keep sharing channels. Bring the awareness out there that Honda is literally the best community out here on YouTube and just in general. I'd be nothing without you guys. So thanks, guys. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.